Welcome to the Daily Chizuk. There's a mitzvah from the Torah to love Hashem. The Pele Yoetz writes, someone who loves Hashem would choose to do his will even if he would lose as a result. If he would be told that for doing mitzvot he would be punished and for doing averot he would be rewarded, but Hashem's will is for him to do mitzvot, it would be a no-brainer. He would do the mitzvot happily, knowing that he's bringing satisfaction to Hashem. Sometimes people take upon themselves to do extra mitzvot with the hope of seeing improvements in their lives. But then things don't change, and at times they even get worse. That is a time when the person could truly show his love for Hashem. He could say, I'm so happy I did those mitzvot. It was Hashem's will for me to do those mitzvot, regardless of what I got out of it. The Chovot Levavot writes about a pious man who was living in dire poverty. He did not have what to eat. He did not have a change of clothing. He couldn't even afford a candle to be able to see in the dark. And one night, he got up and he said, Hashem, you have starved me. You have left me with no clothing. You have put me in the pitch black. But I take an oath by your strength and greatness. Even if you would burn me in fire, I would only increase my love to you and take delight in you. The Pasuk says we are to love Hashem in all circumstances. Bechol lebabecha, ubchol nafshecha, ubchol meodecha. What does it mean, bechol lebabecha, with all of our heart? The Chovot Levavot in the Sha'ar Ahavat Hashem brings two explanations. One is Bechol Kebodecha. We have to be ready to sacrifice even our honor for the sake of Hashem. How many times do people get shamed and they don't know where to put themselves? A person could become disgusted with his life because of an embarrassing situation that he suffered. Or the person could say, Hashem, I know that was from you. I'll accept it as your will. I'll continue loving you, no matter what. The second explanation of Bechol Lebabecha is with all of our desires, which means if there's something that we want to do very badly, but it's against the halakha, we have an opportunity at that time to show our love to Hashem and hold ourselves back. Bechol nafshecha means a person has to be willing to give up his life for Hashem if that's what's called for. And bechol meodecha means a person has to be willing to give up all of his money for Hashem if that's what's called for. I read a story about Rabbi Shlomo, the father of the author of the Sefer Be'er Mayim Chayim Ala Torah. He owned a beer factory, and on one Erev Pesach, he was so busy, he wasn't going to have a chance to sell the factory to save himself from the prohibition of owning chametz. So he commissioned his good friend, who was going to sell his chametz, he said, could you go sell mine also? And he happily agreed. After Pesach, when Rabbi Shlomo was on his way to reopen his factory, he saw his good friend on the street. And when the friend saw him, his face turned white. He had forgotten to sell the chametz. And now everything in the factory was forbidden for benefit. Chametz she'avar alav ha-pesach. Not only was he going to have to get rid of the hundreds of gallons of beer, but also his containers and vessels in which the beer was stored, they also became forbidden. They were made out of earthenware and couldn't be koshered. He had just discovered he lost everything. Heroically, Rabbi Shlomo said, we say every day that we are supposed to love Hashem with all of our money. When does a person have an opportunity to love Hashem by giving up all of his money? Today, I have that opportunity. and I will not squander it. He lovingly accepted his fate, and he pledged his love to Hashem on the spot. Many times, people attempt to grow in religion. They pray harder to Hashem for salvation. They do things for zichuyot, but they get let down, and it could be time after time. If instead of complaining or getting angry at Hashem, they could seize their opportunity and show their love to Hashem instead, then they would soar to the greatest heights. Have a great day.